Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Farm real estate values have seen substantial increase this year. According to the USDA, Nebraska's ag land values increased by an average of 13%. Nebraska Extension ag economist Jim Jansen talks about how that could affect cash rents for the coming year.
Recent findings from the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service provides insight across Nebraska on county-level cash rent surveys. Surveys related to what are farmers paying for irrigated and dryland cropland, in addition to grazing land on a per-acre basis. This information is provided as part of the annual survey conducted by the USDA to follow trends across Nebraska on irrigated cropland, which includes center pivot or gravity irrigated, in addition to dryland cropland and grazing land on a per acre basis than during the typical summer grazing land period. Viewers of this information may note when reviewing the information, certain counties do not have a number reported. An example, there may not be a lot of dryland cropland in the sandhills of Nebraska. So certain counties may have information available and others may not. If you are a user of this information and interested in this type of data, keeping in mind when you review this, this is simply a county-level average, to provide us insight into our decision-making related to cash rents across Nebraska. If you are an operator in a county that does not have an average reported, the county-level information around surrounding counties may give you some insight. The other thing to keep in mind with the USDA cash rent survey, these are estimates for 2023. The 2024 estimates may be different. They will be reported in mid to late September of 2024, tentatively, if the survey is conducted, which typically it has been in odd-numbered years as well as some even-numbered years. Now, with this information, you might ask yourself, why would I care about the 2023 rental rates if I've already set my cash rent for 2023? Well, 2024 is going to be a year of a lot of uncertainty. Uncertainty surrounding farm inputs, commodity price values, and things of that nature. With that being said, we might ask ourselves to benchmark our farm. Are we paying right at what the average is for the county or the region? Are we above? Are we below? And why are we above or below? This is good insight that you can garner from the review of this information. Also, it's a good way to build information into your insight on historical trends over time. Keep track of information, even if you may not need it. Sometimes you can step back and take a look at evaluating this information. The USDA typically publishes this information in around September. And the cap.unl.edu website article for the Center for Ag Profitability takes a deeper dive into some of the trends on regional, state-level cash, state-level land values, in addition to evaluating the cash rental rates. One thing to keep in mind on the irrigated cash rents, the USDA does not distinguish a difference in the rate between irrigated as well, irrigated being center pivot versus gravity irrigated rates. So if you're in a county where both of these are present, one would have to account for that by taking a weighted average. So additional information on the USDA county level cash rent survey, including estimates by county in the state for irrigated, dry land, and grazing land, can be found in the recently published Center for Ag Profitability website article. This article can be found at cap.unl.edu.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.